You are listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Wheeler, Manzanita, Nehalem, and Rockaway Beach. At 91.7 FM, we're streaming online and on demand 24/7 at xray.fm. That's xray.fm. Text the DJ, 971-220-5979, or send an email to dj@xray.fm. My name is JBJ. Welcome to Hello Cruel World, singer-songwriters and acoustic music. Today on the program, live music from Portland's very own Anna Tivel. Keep it locked here, X-Ray FM, radio's yours. We're going to start the program out with Boise, Idaho singer-songwriter Frankie Tillo. He's got a new EP out. Thank you.
go by, they don't have time. Separating sight from vision, distance is a gift, not chosen. Days go by, they don't have time. Never have had to wonder, calling out to no echo.
Like I do.
Squirrel Flower here on X-Ray FM on Hello Cruel World. Also, song is called something about Pulled Away. The record's called Tomorrow's Fire, came out in 2023. Before that, Jana Horn, Days Gone By. Jana has a brand new record, came out in January. I've played a track from it, one track so far this year. We began with music from Boise, Idaho's Frankie Tillo. He's got a new EP out. Sorry, I had to look it up. Our Hope Sold as Debt is the name of the EP, and the track we started today's show out with is called A Song Stuck in My Head, Take 7. This is take one of Hello Cruel World. My guest this week is none other than Portland's Anna Tivel, singer-songwriter who has played Newport Folk Festival, who headlines everywhere. My pleasure to host her today. Let's start by listening to a track from this phenomenal new record, Animal Poem. Here for your listening enjoyment is Holy Equation. X-Ray FM, radio's yours.
City, steel beamed and starless, exhaust and graffiti, a dirty glass forest, surrounded by faces, always a tourist. God bless this city, I've just gotta say this whole thing is really keeping me humble. The discount groceries and the timing belt trouble. I'm waking up early, I'm bussing the tables. This whole thing is really a hopeless equation. The math doesn't add up, there's holes in the fabric of dreams. You see right through. Good luck to the lucky few. And God bless the rest of us fools. God bless my neighbor, her pit bulls barking. The boyfriend around her was searching for something to ease that feeling, that mortal labor. God bless that woman, she always waves at the old Russian couple who walk in circles, bright colored kerchief and hard world smiles. The harshest language is one that fails to give a person endless value. The math doesn't add up, there's holes in the fabric of dreams. You see right through. Good luck to the lucky few. And God bless the rest of us. God bless this country, I cry about it. Gold dust blooming from black gunpowder, a proud explosion of hope and anger.
school kid rides home, his arms outstretched in the flight path, soaring a pickup swerves and honks his horn. If God exists, that math is holy.
Holy Equation from Anna Tivol. Anna is my guest this week on Hello Cruel World. Anna.
Hey, John.
Hey. Oh, your reverb-y. Sorry. I turned it off.
Okay.
I got to tell you, you haven't been in the room with me all these times that I've started my show out with this song, but there's really no better track one that I can think of from 2025 than how this song opens your record.
Oh, thank you so much.
It is so good, and it is kind of like, I feel like you and, I'm going to name drop, and I don't even know who this guy is, but you and Shane Leonard made this, right?
Oh, no, actually, this one, Shane mixed it, but this was my friend Sam Weber, who we worked on this one together.
Well, I feel like you guys are taking some, exploring maybe new, pushing out the boundaries of what an Anna Tivol song can be. Like definitely, I think of Shameless or Worthless. I think of Worthless. I feel like I'm going to make a lot of mistakes.
This is the story of my life.
I think of Worthless, and then I think of Holy Equation. Again, there's just no, this just such a good opening to this record.
I'm so glad you dig it. And it's also funny because that one we recorded the most different ways. We probably recorded it four or five completely different ways, and for some reason we just couldn't get it. Was the one that gave us the most trouble. We really recorded this record pretty live, just facing each other, just playing until we felt like we got the spirit of the songs right, and that one we came at it some really wild ways. Some of it was like weird jazzy beat poetry, and it would just not feel right. And then we finally, everyone had left the studio, and Sam and I just sat in two chairs and just played it acoustic, and that one felt much better to us than all the band ones that we tried. I'm glad you dig it.
At what point did the horns play a part in the arrangement? Where did that come in, near the end or near the beginning?
That was this woman, Nicole McCabe, who lives in LA. So the only remote person on the album was Nicole, and I just, for some reason, was craving that exact kind of spitty experimental sax that she plays. And yeah, so we sent a handful of the songs to her, and she did them at her house and just knocked it out of the park. She played I love it.
I was thinking today that it elevates what could be just a one-dimensional sad song and makes it into something else. Elevates it to maybe melancholy or something instead of full on
true darkness.
Sad. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I also love that you have kind of embraced your when you play these shows at Laurel Thirst, that there's no mistaking what the night is going to be when you call it a sad sack night, like know thyself. You know what I mean? But there are tons of us that will go on that journey with you, you know, that are here for the actual sad songs.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a maybe smaller than the group of people who love a good beat and a dance tune. There's definitely people, of which I'm one, that the kind of more melancholy or thoughtful, slow, sad things make you happy. There's something, I feel really good when I listen to that stuff, and I think I realized a while back that not everybody does. Some people feel really upset.
Well, yeah, and sad music doesn't really need to be sad, or nobody needs to worry about us when we put on an Elliott Smith record, mm-hmm. or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How about geographically? Do you have pockets where there's more audiences that are vibing with that sad energy than I feel Portland for the rain, for sure. What about Seattle? What about What about the UK?
Yeah.
Do you think there's any, is there any traction to that?
There is.
Weather?
There's some of that. I feel like it's almost more cultural than anything. Or there's a, just kind of depending on the community that you stumble into and what the kind of culture that, of the way they express things or the art that they kind of like to gather around. I think a lot about Ireland as a place where, man, the darker you go, the more joyful. They're just like, yes, lay it on us. Depravity and humor and darkness is just in the water there, and they're such storytellers, and they're such, like, there's so much lyricism and poetry just to the folklore and the music there that I definitely always love how they'll be so jolly the more depressing the song is. It's beautiful.
That reminds me, are you familiar with Cinderwelle at all?
No.
Oh, so she's, I think she's from LA, but she spent time in Ireland. Her music is really dark, and she's kind of plays, she's in like the, she opens for like metal bands. Like,
whoa.
Yeah, and like when she came to Portland, she played at a club not too far from here that's like kind of goth and kind of metal,
wow,
stuff. Yeah, which that's out of my, I was out of my element as far as the audience, but like the music, it's very like, she lived there for a couple of years, and it's very inspired by, like, I hear a lot of like Celtic and a lot of drone kind of stuff in there. Yeah. Yeah, you should. She just also just wrote the music for like a BBC series called Small Prophets, which just came out in the last week or two. So, yeah. Yeah, that's my recommendation.
Yeah, great. Okay.
And then I feel bad now that I know that Sam was involved with your record, because I know what a champion you are of his music. He's actually going to be on my show Neighbors show, I think either this week or next week. But like, I need to dig into Sam's catalog.
Oh, yeah, he's so great. Yeah.
I've seen him play with you, and I really like what he brings to the table.
Yeah, he's very free. His way with music is just comes out of him exactly how he feels it. He's very kind of connected to his emotions musically, and yeah, in this way that's, it's so wonderful to be around and to kind of hear what he makes always.
Well, great. Well, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Hello Cruel World, Thursday afternoons 3 to 4 on X-Ray FM. Singer-songwriters, acoustic music, live music sometimes when we're lucky, and this week Anna Tivel is my guest. This is show 801, by the way. 801 shows.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I would say, like, I can't believe that I still get excited to do this show after 20-something years. I think statistically, like, I should be off of it by now. But I'm not. I still, yeah.
It means something.
It does. Yeah. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Would you like to play something?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome.
Let's see. Yeah, I'll play the title track off of that record, Animal Poem.
Which came out last year on Fluff and Gravy.
It did. Courage is a tired mom, milk crate and a cardboard sign, trying to find a story for her daughter. This is how the world exists. Let me spin it for you, kid, in a way that's easier to swallow. Everyone is in a play, characters in constant pain, reaching for a way to taste some beauty. You can be someone who loves, or you can be somebody else. That's all there is. You breathe and you're not breathing. Lit up real neon bulb. Everything is human love. Everywhere you look, there might be meaning. Chaos is an ancient art. You can cut the world you want out of any that you've been given.
I don't know, and tell me more is a poem that never fails, spoken in the language of a lover. You can be someone who moves and tries to move somebody else. That's all there is. You die in broken laughter. Ooh. Atmosphere, breathing gold or stealing when you're hungry. Everyone you come upon holds a picture in their mind. Ask them and they might just show you something. Magpie on the dying grass looking for a diamond or some trash to build a temporary altar. Everything's a turning wheel, it comes around. You're born, you feel, you leave the truth you stole for someone after. See the world spinning out into the vast forever. Flying is a faithful dance, animals suspended at the place where understanding touches vapor. Sorry, and I'm listening, is a poem that's always been beautiful enough to kill the darkness. You can be someone who loves, or you can be somebody else. I tell you, kid, the first one is the hardest.
Animal Poem Live from Antetivo. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Scott, host of the 80-pound cardstock show here on X-Ray. 2 hours of intergalactic and subterranean electronic and experimental music every Tuesday evening at 11 p.m. If you like big hits and weird sounds, come check us out. 80-pound cardstock right here on X-Ray FM.
Video music playing in the dark of night, you are most likely listening to VCR TV.
With your host and DJ Kyle Reese.
Friday mornings at 1 a.m. or anytime at x-ray.fm.
Radio is yours, radio is yours.
We are back. Hello, Cruel World, here for you every Thursday from 3 to 4. Anna Tivol is my guest this week. It's been a few years.
I know, it's been too long.
It has been too long. I'm so glad that you're here. And congratulations on this new record, Animal Poem.
Thank you.
And this is kind of a bad thing to say as a segue right after this, but like, what's next? We're supposed to be like sitting down enjoying this record every day. And yet here I am asking you like, what's in the pipeline? I feel like one thing I learned like during the pandemic is that you usually have one ready to go and then you're working on the next one.
I am having a moment right now where I don't have one made while one is coming out, which hasn't happened for a while. And I think that is feeling really, maybe the pandemic made a bit of a bottleneck of things.
I was going to say, did you get into that rhythm during the pandemic?
Yeah. And just for all sorts of kind of behind the scenes reasons, things sort of got squished together, but I'm really enjoying, I kind of have a taste of what I want to make next. And I've written a bunch, and I'm sort of in the quiet hermit writing phase, which is my favorite part, and sort of dreaming of a thing that I can taste, and I want to see if I can write toward it.
That's amazing.
See what happens. Yeah, so I'm excited. I don't have a thing made yet, but I'm sort of letting it taking my time a little more than I have historically.
I cannot think of a counterpart to that in my own life, to like picture something that's nebulous but finite enough to know what you're aiming for, what you want, even though you haven't written the songs yet that are going to be part of that. That's incredible.
I mean, it's definitely nebulous in my mind as well.
Yeah.
Sort of a feeling. I think I sort of only can feel the way I want it to feel, and that I'll just maybe write until I have a satisfied, that itch is satisfied.
How much, I mean, when you're in this creating mode, how much of the outside world are you willing to let in? How much of that, I mean, you talked about noise, maybe not in this context, but how much noise are you able or willing to let into your life when you are trying to make something?
I think I really try to let in the noise that makes me feel the most human, and really try to cut out the noise that doesn't, or like I don't have social media or anything like that whenever possible. But touring is a very noisy thing that really fuels writing. You're just meeting so many people and kind of seeing the world and feeling different towns and the way that things move and the way people's lives are. And that's a kind of noise that I could just fill up on it all the time when I'm in a writing phase, or just reading or listening to music. That all feels like very welcome noise in that process. And then just sort of cutting out the stuff that eats your soul a little.
So when you're on tour, you're able to kind of just let go and just like whatever filters in. Cause I mean, there's probably no getting around the news and stuff when you're actually out there among the people. I mean, that's what, like, all this stuff is affecting everybody on a day-to-day basis. I guess when I say all this stuff, I'm talking about, you know, the political climate,
yeah,
and stuff like that. But I would imagine that people, no matter what they believe in, or are coming to see you for some sort of respite, you know, or some sort of relief from whatever they're going through, whether it's the price of eggs or, you know,
yeah,
or like incessant wars for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, definitely that what's happening in the country and in the world is always getting through, and I definitely try to dig in there as much as I can. But yep, touring feels like it's really such a teacher in that way of how people are holding things, and also how much the way people interact with each other on the internet is not the way that people interact in the real world. And it just shows it to me over and over again in a really beautiful, memorable way that's so helpful. It's so helpful to just kind of hold on to that while you're reading the news.
I think maybe in my next life that maybe I'll come back to this time and be a tour manager, just so I can witness this kind of all that stuff. You know?
Hell yeah.
Because
yeah.
I know, like, we're in a bubble here. It'd be nice to see all of the U.S.
Yeah.
From your perspective, you know, from those rooms and from the vibes and from the conversations. I think that would be healing on some level to me.
Yeah, it's special. And the same as you were just telling me about your trip you just went on. It's just the same as kind of going anywhere, getting uncomfortable, or getting out of your zone. It's such a growthful place always. Yeah.
Travel?
Yeah, just travel, yeah. Or even in your own town, even just inviting things into the day that are outside of Yeah, which I tell myself all the time, and I'm horrible at doing. Just get out of the house, girl. Go.
Yeah.
So, go get into somebody else's life.
So when you're home, like, how are you able to do that? For me, it's going out to a show. I mean, that's how I get out of the house and out into the community. But for you, what's your go-to in that, you know, when you're home?
I just walk a lot. I spend a lot of time walking through the city, walking through neighborhoods. And yeah, there's people that I know along the route and say hello to and catch up with, and also just sort of getting out of my writing kitchen chair and being in motion and feeling other people's lives happening there's something that feels really good there.
Yeah, that reminds me of a story that you told from the stage about some neighbor that...
Yeah. I got the best neighbors. I just got my foot peed on by my neighbor's dog today, who just excited pees every time. They're good.
I, too, spend a lot of time walking, mostly just in my neighborhood. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what led us to do this Spain thing, is that... We both, my wife and I have like cultivated this love for like walking long distances.
Yeah.
And it was an answer to the question, like, what if you could just like walk in one direction, and when the sun went down, you just found a bed and slept, and then woke up the next day and like kept walking in that direction.
Yeah.
Like, never done that before. And like, it was just so, I don't know. I don't know what, I mean, you said that Jeffrey's parents had gone on something like that.
Yeah.
For me, like, it really like stripped life down to like, you know, like where you're just like walking and eating and sleeping, but like also having like amazing interactions with these people. Cause they're like-minded. They're like, you're basically all walking together, even though you're passing them.
Yeah.
A few times a day or something.
Yeah.
But it was changing on that level. Like, it's more than just getting some exercise.
Yeah, so distilling, or so to have all the things cut away from the day that busy it up, and you just have the... Actually, you would love my friend Courtney Hartman. I don't know if you know her music.
Uh-uh.
She's great. She's an amazing guitar player and songwriter. She walked the Camino and she wrote an album.
Oh.
About it, and she had like a tiny little travel guitar that she had with her, so she played and she wrote all these songs, and she has on the album, there's also little recordings of her feet in the gravel and of birds and of things happening.
Wow.
On the trail, and it's such a meditative peek into her, that experience for her. It's really beautiful. I think you'd love it.
Afterwards I'll get the details, because
yeah.
That does sound really appealing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Hey, this week, Anna Tibbles on Hello Cruel World. I guess we're letting you into my basement space this week. I feel like maybe we're going a little more like, Anna and I have a lot of years sitting in rooms together chatting, and there's some history there, so I guess we're letting you in on that this week. It's a little more of that and maybe a little less of a formal interview.
We've gone rogue,
but live music always. And please play another song for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see, I'll play this. This is just a new thought.
Yeah.
Speaking of the world and letting it seep in.
I get excited for anytime someone brings something in that they're working on, or, you know, like, I just think that's so incredibly, like, I guess, A, brave, but also special, you know?
It's fun to get to test things out as they form, or just sort of try them and see if they have legs or not, or
yeah, well, thank you.
If they're done, yeah. So this doesn't have a name. Maybe called Bravest Parade or something. Let's see. It was a dangerous day. The sun came slowly rising, crimson and heavy as a real human heart. The bravest parade, they held up their signs and marched by the courthouse and the ice-covered cars. Priests at the airport, handcuffed and quiet, neighbors embracing in the snow-covered road. When they write that history, if they call it a riot, say it was the kindest riot you've known. In the shadow of a dream, in the soul of a nation, people go blaming one another for their pain. A siren screams and somebody hits the pavement, blood flowering where the sun had been. A handgun, a picture, an everyday mother trying to deliver a better world. When they write that history, if they don't call it a murder, say there is no other word.
That was beautiful.
Thanks.
Loved it.
Still forming.
Yeah, it was, that's great. Thank you for bringing it in.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know where to go from here. Probably easiest just to ask you to play another one.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Let's see. What else is happening in this world?
I do have a question for you, which is... can you think of the last time or last thing that like really made you just laugh out loud?
Oh.
What comes to mind?
Well, I have a...
And can you tell it on the radio?
Yeah, I can tell it on the radio. I have a couple dogs at home and one of them is sort of a teenage puppy who he's just in that phase where he just is... just walking mischief. But today I looked out the window and it's like he was running around, he pooped and it was like dangling and he's just running. He's just roaming around the yard, just totally insane, trying to get it off. But it just looked so absurd. He was like rubbing himself on bushes and just and it made me laugh so hard. And I didn't let him in until he figured it out.
You stay out there until you figure it out.
Yeah, that's what I got.
I like it. Do you want to play something?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Let's see. I'll play the this. This is a... I'll play this simple two-chord thought.
Was a red I've never known, a single osprey feather blown across the thirsty lawn. I caught it in my fingers, I tried to understand everything. Of summer, all the neighbors head inside to money, trouble, cancer, and the plans of Jesus Christ. The heart cannot be captured, it just breaks and breaks again over everything. The city is a spider web, expanding rings of gold. Cafes, tent encampments, tall cranes stacking up expensive condos. Animals accustomed to that empire of cement. We got everything. Helicopters circling the smoggy wild beyond. The kingdom come, the astral realm. It's all right there, look up. It's people fighting on the bus. It's people holding hands. It's everything. Oh.
Yes. Does that have a name yet?
It might be called Empire of Cement so far. This is its working title.
Empire of Cement, live here in the Hello Cruel World basement studio. Oh, I remembered while you were playing that, I was paying attention, but while you were playing that, you've got like two shows coming up that like being billed as like very special Anitival shows. You want to talk about those?
Yeah, that's true. I had, yes. I have a show at Mississippi Studios in Portland and one at Sunset Tavern in Seattle with the full band. Yeah, we're just going to try to make it a beautiful exploration of these songs. My dear pal Sam Weber, who co-produced this album with me, is going to open with his amazing music, and we're very excited. We really kind of haven't done hometown shows with this new album, so we're going to try to make it a artsy time.
The last time I saw you play with the band was at Pickathon a couple summers ago, and talking about red in the sky that I've never known, that the sunset was gorgeous, and like they actually had like a light show going on at that stage. It was perfect.
It was fun. Yeah. We felt lucky that it was so hot that weekend. We felt lucky that we played right when the sun was going down. It seemed.
Yeah, it was nice and cool.
Forgiving for everybody involved. Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of those right place, right time kind of things. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Well, this has been wonderful. Always just so great chatting with you and having you play live is just such a treat always. We're so lucky to have you, Anna, in our city.
Oh, man, that's a very mutual feeling. I love knowing how long you've been blood, sweat, tears, love making this radio show. And yeah, I've loved knowing you all these years.
Yeah, when we talk about how far back we go, like 2011, like you were on, like you drove all the way out to downtown Gresham
to do radio with me
at KZME. And you told a story about microwaving a frog. Like, I keep meaning to, like, go back and listening to that, because that's what stands out to me about that. And I think you also played a song called The Free at that time.
Oh, wow, yeah. Wow.
Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, The Frog, not so much, but The Free, yes.
Yeah. And I had just read a Willie Vaughton novel by the same name, and I remember asking you if they were related, and I don't remember what your answer was.
I haven't read it. I want to read. Yeah, I haven't read his work yet.
Really
really want to dig in.
I think I think your interest in humanity and their stories, I think that would be satiated with like anything he's written, really.
Amazing. Yeah.
The most he's got one coming out like next month, I think, but like the most recent one I read, I think came out last year. And it was about this retired guy who was like moved to like this ghost town basically and like wanted to become a recluse. And then there's this like horse that appears outside his house and he can't stop. Like he's as much as he wants to just like shut himself off.
Oh.
Like he can't stop like thinking about this horse, trying to care for the horse. You know, the horse needs help.
Oh, I love that.
And then, when he's not taking care of the horse, he's got a lot of reminiscing to do and you know, working out the past to do. So I really think
I gotta dig in. I feel like he's a artist and an author that I've just been missing out, and I know it.
And another just super nice guy.
Yeah.
Well, special shows coming up. You didn't give out dates. Do you happen to know those?
Yeah, I do. The Seattle show is on the 30th of April, and the Mississippi Studios, the Portland show, is on the 2nd of May.
All right.
I'm almost positive.
All right. Well, that chair has a plaque on it with your name. Come back anytime.
Oh, thank you so much, Sean.
Thank you.
Write to you. To tell you where I live now. It is a small town in the West. There are three corners that encompass it all. The asylum, the pub, and the Catholic Church. Went into the church for the first time like a spy. Circuit board of the town, what makes it all work on Sundays? The holy water burns, and I choke on the sacrament. It is dry and bitter like the cracks in our memories.
write to you. I don't mean to raise you from your sleep with my pen, but I've many questions again. I know your father shot himself and you were not told. You sought the city for a man to make the bed that we have now, and I'm here to tell you that the world is epic and wrong.